This episode of the New Christendom Daily is taken from a live radio broadcast. There's no scripts. There's no do-overs. There's no cuts. It's just from a live radio show done by a guy with a microphone and a set of earbuds and a radio show who pours his heart, his mind, and his body and soul into one thing, bringing about the New Christendom Daily. You can kind of get a read on what the kitty diddling, child sex trafficking, porn addled Democrat Party is thinking by giving the Drudge Report to Once Over today. Not a single headline about Devin Archer's testimony.
At Drudge or CNN.
Go to CNN.com. You get bupkis. You get nothing. Or in Animal House terms, you get
0.0.
Now, wait a minute. This is, but CNN had a guy there yesterday because they went to him live and he was, wow, Dan Goldman just came out and told her there is nothing to see here. Yeah, the big guy made a couple of phone calls and they talked about the weather. So let me understand this. The president of the United States at the time was phoned by his son, put on speakerphone, so they could discuss the weather in Dubai. Yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you on that. What if the weather terms, and then, of course, if you really want to get conspiratorial here, let's go all Alex Jonesy here.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs.
What if the weather terminology is code? Yeah, Pops, it's really hot today. I mean, like, really hot. Well, that's code for they're going to take the deal if you say the right words. Or, well, it's unseasonably actually cool here today, Pop. Now, look, we don't know, because apparently Devin Archer, we try and read too much into these, as Jefferson and Jefferson would call them in the Declaration of Independence, when in the course of human events. This is a human event. Look, like I said 2 weeks ago, you think about this in Godfather terms.
This is my president, and he's going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
You're thinking of it in terms of,
hey, Muggsy, get on there. Get big guy on the phone over there. Let's get some clarity in on this. I want to make sure that we're all talking about the right stuff there, you know.
This is the Biden crime family versus the crime families of Ukraine are in cahoots with the crime families. This is Meyer Lansky versus the Gotti family or whatever. These people are criminals. But you understand? What you have to understand here is you are not dealing with an aged old grandpa who used to be mayor of Hooterville. And I got promoted to governor or whatever, by some miracle, won the governor's mansion for that particular state. And he's just a sweet old guy, and he's just going to ride off into the sunset when his term is over and go hang out on the porch and sip lemonade with the children. Biden's a criminal. He's a crime boss. Much of the political class operates like the mob. You wonder why we're not reading about any more busts of the Gotti family? How come there's no new Gotti family? What happened to all the RICO Act prosecutions that were going on, what, a mere 25 years ago? What happened to the scenario that made Jimmy Hoffa disappear? Well, those crime families and those mafias have been taken over by, they basically have been overrun, or they're now in cahoots with the crime families that are being run by the government. Government, big business, and NGOs are all in mafioso territory now. And Biden is at the top of the mafioso crime family list. That's all there is to see here. Movies and books and miniseries and all manner of media are going to be written about this because people are going to start singing. They say dead men don't tell no tales. Well, if you know anything about a good mobster movie, you know that there was a Henry Hill out there. Minute Church, play! Oh, the Henry Hill! Henry Hill's the guy, Ray Liotta in Goodfellas. That's Henry Hill. Henry Hill was a real figure and really did testify. I forget who he provided the information, which mafioso crime family. All Devin Archer did yesterday was confirm what we already know. Hey, you know what? Don't take my word for it, though. Jonathan Turley said almost verbatim what I wrote on my Substack and what I said yesterday about this. What does Devin Archer's testimony do? It puts the big guy, the brand, it puts the brand together with the illegal, corrupt activity. So it gives it a thing. It's a thing now. It's not conjecture now. As Turley was saying, we'll play you the digital media files next hour. As Turley was saying, ladies and gentlemen, so now it's Congress's job to figure out, okay, what did they sell? We know that they were selling corrupt influence. We know that Biden was being put on the phone. Look, come on. Folks, just stop reading so much into this. This is how it happens. Hunter Biden, John Rambo, Kerry's stepson, Pelosi's son, Devin Archer, Romney's son. And there's more of them that are involved in this. Mitch McConnell's wife, when it's having to do something with the Chinese, are sent over to go meet with the people that need the American government, the government of the United States, to either A, stop doing something that you're doing, or B, start doing something they need them to do. It's as simple as that. What might that be? Might be the rollback of a tariff. Might be an exception for a certain duty or impost. Might be something as simple as, like you can now point, the mayor of the city of Moscow, who visited and had dinner with the big guy, all of a sudden, the big guy has there is indictments and there are sanctions that are being levied against all the criminal gangs in Russia except one, hers. Minister Church, play that circumstantial evidence. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Here's how this happens. So the usual suspects, usually Devin Archer or Hunter Biden or whatever, go and meet with Nikolai Zloshevsky and others, whoever the oligarch, whoever needs something done. And then they go, okay, here, what's the price? I want $10 million.
What do I get for $10 million?
Well, you get access to the brand, to the big guy.
And what cause does this brand, what can it do for Burisma? What can it do for Nikolai Zlosevsky?
And then Hunter would have said, you got a problem with a prosecutor, I understand.
Da, big problem with big guy named Viktor Shokin.
Well, hey, brah, you know, I know who Shokin is. I also know that my dad pulls strings at the top of the Ukrainian government. They want billions of dollars in foreign aid. All dad's got all the brand, again, HBO miniseries, all the brand has to do is tell the other guy at the top, and that's Obama, we're going to withhold the foreign aid unless you do X, which in this case was fire Zloshevsky. It is what it looks like on the surface. Stop trying to read stuff into it. It's not that complicated. It's exactly what it looks like on the surface. That's what happened. The amazing part about this is Biden's going to be hoisted by his own pride-filled braggadocio stupidity. He provided the confession for what he did. And he provided it, and it was videotaped, and we all have it now. The entire planet has now seen. Well, I was going to leave Kiev in about 6 hours. I told him, you're not going to get the money. Well, you're not the president. You can't do that. And I said, call him up, and I asked him. Folks are missing the big part about this, though, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, that puts Obama in on it. Mm-hmm. Barack Hussein Obama knew. Barack Hussein Obama knew the big guy was fleecing the oligarch Zloshevsky. Now, what an irony. This is precisely what Rudy Giuliani and his YouTube video series that he began in 2020. This is, on the first episode, this is exactly. Giuliani went to Ukraine and met with Zloshevsky, or he met with someone that helped make the deal with Zloshevsky, but he said, look, I met with the guy, I videotaped him, I sat down, I got a deposition from him. They told me what happened. We got to get rid of this Shokin guy. He's going to crack down on Burisma. And by the way, he was also going to indict Biden. Viktor Shokin wasn't just going after Nikolai Zloshevsky and other Ukrainian oligarchs. He was also going after Biden. Now, how do I know all this? Again, UkraineGate.info. I wish Chairman Comer would just go and watch the four-part series, UkraineGate.info, because everything they need to know is contained in that series. The investigation's already been done. You want to know who you need to bring in there and interview? Here, start with Victoria Nuland. When is Victoria Nuland going to be brought in to testify? What did she know and when did she know it? Because she was also making the trips over there. She was instrumental in getting rid of the, the guy that was elected in 2014 that the CIA got rid of in Ukraine. That's all Victoria Nuland. But hey, let's go back to the, and I can't wait to get into some of the nitty-gritty details here on this. Hunter goes to Zloshevsky. He and Zloshevsky meet. We now know this. Devin Archer has confirmed Hunter Biden met with Zloshevsky and two other guys. They're both named in the story. And then a phone call is made to the big guy, the brand. Now they're at a big hoop-de-doo dinner party or soiree or whatever in Dubai. When the call comes through, Devin Archer says Hunter Biden looks at his phone and goes like, oh, it's my dad. Biden, Zloshevsky, and the other two Ukrainians then get up from the table and go into another room to take the call. Any prosecutor puts this together, this is a slam dunk. The worst you get out of this is a plea deal with Biden. Zloshevsky, Hunter, and the other two Ukrainians with Burisma go into another room. They are viewed having a conversation with Hunter holding the speakerphone out and talking to the regime leader. And by the way, there are phone records. How deep do you want to go on this, Joe? Did you also get to Google and AT&T? Did you get to Verizon? Did they scrub the cell phone records for 2016, because that's when this happened. Or 2015, the records go back that far? Isn't there some federal law about keeping telephone records over a certain amount of years? I'm sure there is. So what happens here? Why does Hunter have to put Joe on the phone? He has to prove to Zloshevsky that dad is all in, that the brand is going to do what Zloshevsky needs him to do. It's as simple as that, folks. Again, stop making this complicated. It's not complicated. The deal is made. Hunter gets $83,000 a month. Devin Archer gets, I forget how much, and maybe $83,000 a month as well. The transfers begin being made. And then when the time comes, Viktor Shokin is about to pull the trigger on the indictment of Nikolai Zloshevsky. The trigger is pulled as Biden confesses at the CFR. I told him, you're not getting the money unless you fire the guy. And SOB, they fire the guy. And they put in his place someone that was solid. The guy was not solid. The guy they put in his place was completely and totally also on the take, and Biden knew it. I think, though, the big takeaway from this, and the House Oversight Committee did not put two and two together, Devin Archer puts the brand with Hunter on the phone with Nikolai Zlochevsky, the SOB who was going to be prosecuted by the SOB prosecutor who Biden got fired. But Biden tells at the CFR testimony, he says to the Ukrainian Ukrainian president at the time, he goes, call him up. Well, why would he tell him to call Obama?
Obama.
Why would Joe say call Obama if Obama wasn't in on it too? Obama knew what was going on the whole time. So did Hillary. They all knew, the deep state. All of them knew, Comey. All of them. All Devin Archer did yesterday was provide the whens and provide the narrative for how this went down. And by the way, this ridiculousness, they send this guy out there who looks like they have his children sequestered at a building somewhere, and they're sitting on a couple of hundred pounds of C4. And they send Dan Goldman out there like, all right, we got your wife and your kids. You make one mistake and they get blown to bits here. This is an awesome TV miniseries, isn't it? And so you look at the video, and we talked about it yesterday when Goldman comes, there's nothing to see. There's 20 phone calls made. They talked about the weather. Vice President of the United States was taking time out of his day to talk to business associates of his son an ocean away, who he did not know the character of. You know, there's so much here that just... aren't people that are in like the executive branch, like the president, vice president, secretary of state, et cetera, they have these things called security clearances, don't they? Now, again, this is just me logically thinking out loud. Don't they have, Maggie, don't they have security clearances? Biden would have had a security clearance, right? Did the people that Hunter put on the phone with Dad have security clearances? Hunter's in a foreign land. He tells him, look, I'm in Dubai. Can you just throw a Tom, Dick, or Harry on the telephone with the president or the vice president or secretary of state? Isn't someone going to want to know, did you go through proper channels here? Does he have a security clearance? Because you don't know what you might slip up and say. I haven't seen any of the congressmen even come up or take that angle or approach, but that is definitely a line of interrogation. What were you doing on the phone with business associates of your son without property security clearances? You're not allowed to just have conversations like that. You have responsibilities. You have duties. You see, stop making this difficult, folks. This is not difficult. It's like you got a burning bush over there. And people are going, hey, look, it's a swimming pool. No, it's a burning bush. I see a pool. I see a kiddie wading pool. Well, I see a burning bush. Well, I don't see no burning bush. The fact that the cuckold media is not on this, dude, are they running from the big guy? Are they tired of running cover? Is the Biden regime finally coming to an end? Are the big representatives or the big media companies, they usually are treading the water for them? Where are they? They sure ran out there saying there was nothing. Dan Goldman came out and gave us everything we knew. We needed to know. Nothing to see here. They talked about the temperature in Dubai. Or they talked about there was another instance where there was a dinner at a French cafe. The Devin Archer said, well, this one was, and that he was naming names on that particular one. There was the dinner again where the vice president attended with the mayor of Moscow. And again, what does she get in return for that? No, again, this is here. If you don't understand how this goes down, the criminal corrupt Hunter Biden gets into business with these other guys. They have famous parents. They are connected at the highest levels of state and statecraft. They can call anyone that owns or runs any corporation, any entity, anywhere in the world that the United States has any dealings with, and they could say, we heard it through the grapevine that you're in trouble with our government. We heard it through the grapevine that the Commerce Secretary is going to pull the trigger on a little-known codicil in a law that Congress passed that's going to put your company at odds with this or that or that or this agency or whatever.
Yes, this is true. What do you propose?
This would be like, well, we can take care of this for you. So you get the policy written in Mordor, then you go and you send the children out and the rest of the crime family out to go milk the people that you just altered or changed the policy for. And then you send them out. Okay, well, how do I know you're telling the truth? How do I know if I give you the $10 million or the $5 million, or if I fork over $1 million right now and $50,000 a month for a year, how do I know I'm going to get what you say? How can you prove to me that you can actually do this? Let's call him up, put him on the phone. So you're going to call I'm going to prove to you. Here, and the code words are going to be this. So if he says yes to this, hey, Dad, do you like French onion soup? If he says yes to that, then the plan is a go. Simple as that. Hello, son. Hey, Dad. I'm here with a couple of guys here that represent Grey Poupon Mustard. They just wanted to say hi. They didn't believe that I could actually get you on the phone.
Hello, Mr. President, Mr. Vice President. You get the pleasantries.
Oh, Dad, what about that French onion soup?
Well, you know, I love that French onion soup. I can't wait to get some of that.
Okay, hey, the weather's wonderful here. Well, the weather's okay here. This is how this goes down. All this is done, and what Devin Archer just validated that the phone calls were made. What about the phone records?
All I did was validate the phone calls were made. Again, this is not hard to figure out. All you got to do is put the big guy on the phone, and that lets the client know that, okay, you actually can do the goods.
So, in other words, Hunter's going out and selling, and Archer and forget Hines carries a son's first name. They're going out and they're selling access to the American government, the federal government of the United States. As simple as that. What do you need done? Okay, we can make that happen. How can you prove that you can do it? Simple as that. That's what's going on here. That's what was happening. As a matter of fact, why do we think that this ever stopped? Why would Hunter ever stop doing this? It's not like he's running around all destitute and stuff. Where is he? Now, they threw Devin Archer under the bus, and Devin Archer calls, you know, they had this text message where he goes, like, why in the hell am I being arrested? And then what does Hunter say? Arrogantly, this is a democracy, pal. Sometimes sacrifices have to be made. Devin Archer's going like, why are you sacrificing me? So we're going to talk more about this. I'll play you some digital media files with some Sunday morning quarterbacking on this, or Monday morning quarterbacking on this. And then I'm going to give you some of the we'll get into some of the politics of this. This is a constitutional crisis. Don't you think that Kevin McCarthy knows that he doesn't think it's in the best interest of the United States to impeach Biden, get rid of him, and then have the third grade intellectual midget, Kamala, as Trump calls her, Kamala Harris, become president of the United States? Don't you think for a second that Kevin McCarthy's not thinking that this is, I don't want this to turn out terrible, and our zeal to get justice for the American people. That's what it basically is. You keep saying no one's above the law. They love projecting. They keep saying to Trump, no one's above the law. Trump's being accused of having maintenance men do things with videotapes that he owns. Ooh, what a federal crime that is. And someone that he actually has to pay with his own money. He's not on a Secret Service detail. Just the implication. Yeah, well, there's the implication that he did it. Oh, yeah? Well, there's the implication that Biden did it. And more importantly, there is, I don't know why no one is talking about this, there is every indication that Barack Hussein Obama knew about this and he was in on it. How else could this continue to go on if look, we all know Obama ain't that bright. But he's bright enough to know he is from a crime family as well, and he did not come up the hard way, he came up the crooked way. He is smart enough to know that Biden was doing these things. Why didn't he get his cut? Well, there's every possibility where there should be every, you should move heaven and earth to find out. Well, of course he got his cut. Where did he get it? What did he get it through? How did he get it? Did the HarperCollins really need to give him $5 million advance for that book? Was the money laundered through a book publishing company? Was some of it laundered through Netflix so that he and Michelle's little miniseries on Netflix, so that the Obamas could, I forget what they were paid, but it's millions of dollars for the Netflix series. How do you know that the Netflix just went, oh, we just love the Bidens, we want the show, and just made plans to have it published or made it to have the show produced? How do you know that money wasn't just some just lying around and it wasn't patronage money? There are ways, dude.